In a room full of Lego pieces, Wong Dong carefully builds a bright blue, yellow, and red fishing boat with a Vietnamese flag. The industrial designer has loved Lego for as long as he can remember, but he only started collecting the objects seriously a few years ago on an overseas study trip to Detroit. He was interested in the many kinds of Lego sets available in the United States. Wong mainly recreates sites close to home in Vietnam. His Lego creations include his childhood home, a temple in Hanoi's old quarter, and a 1990s living room during Lunar New Year. All of the designs are complex and have colorful details. Wong used the term perspective, a way of thinking or understanding something, to describe his interest in sharing his love of Lego. I want to bring my perspective to friends all over the world, because Vietnam's Lego building community is still little known regionally and globally, he said. Wong is halfway to his goal of building 10 large models for a public showing. He said it takes about 5 months to finish a 5,000-piece facade, or front of a building. But, he added, much of that time is spent finding the right pieces. I often spend a whole evening to look for just that one brick, he said. Even with a collection of over 2 million Lego bricks, Wong says he is always looking for new pieces. That's how he made what he calls his Lego friends, including Hong Nguyen in Ho Chi Minh City. The two met on a Facebook group for Lego builders and collectors. The name Lego is short for Leg Gut, which means play well in Danish. Wong said, building Lego helps us to recharge our creative energy after working on long and tiring projects. Wong and Hong like to take pictures of what interests them on the street, then recreate the objects with bricks. For Hong, that includes street sites with complex builds, like a Honda Cub motorcycle. I am drawn to the everyday things around me that are very familiar, said Hong. I build anything that I feel is cute and dear to me. I'm John Russell.